Dear God, thank you for bringing us to the Sabbath day. Today is the day of your glory, God, and we give that all to you. We give you our hearts, God, and please take them from us, God, and shape them and mold them into what you need them to be for your glory and for the betterment towards heaven, God. Amen. A relationship based on love. When I found out that this was to be my topic, I questioned whether I knew myself what a strong, love-filled relationship was. To give a little background on my experience on this, I guess it's background now. I started college this year at Walla Walla University, and in the two quarters I've started, I've learned not only academically, but spiritually as well. My first quarter, I struggled how to find a balance in my life around friends, school, and sleep. These three things, which were a triangle, and the joke is that you can only choose two of those things and survive in college. Being ambitious, I also ventured to find myself a relationship with someone else, a girlfriend, and being in this mindset, I set out selfishly to find myself a relationship. As time passed, I found what I was looking for and began a relationship that unfortunately ended not too soon after it started. I found myself asking, why did it happen this way? Why did something I tried to pour my heart into to be successful at fail miserably? The answer to that was in my approach at college life. I set out to find something that I thought was supposed to be mutually beneficial, but in my naivety, I fell into a parasitic relationship that I thought was based on love. How, I asked myself. Why did I not see that this relationship was based on the wrong four-letter L word? Why did I subconsciously lust after a relationship instead of patiently waiting for love to take over? The answer to this question was also in my approach. I thought that you could only pick two out of the three things, sleep, school, and friends, in order to balance your life in college. But where I went wrong is that I didn't include God in that plan at all. In fact, the only times I thought of him were in the short worships the school provided every day. I was so focused on what I had going for me that I neglected to include what should have been the most important part of my college career. I didn't know love because I did not know God. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So, beloved, let us love one another." You know, it's such a simple concept. Know God, know love. Have a strong love-based relationship with God, and you will be able to have a strong love-based relationship with another person. Without God, how can you have a relationship based on love? God is the embodiment of love. And this simple concept, of course, goes beyond the immediate relationship, and it should be a vital part of our day-to-day interactions with everyone we meet. If we can't reflect the character of God, we obviously need to reteach and rebuild our relationship with our Creator. When we love God with all our souls, mind, strength, and heart, we can begin to see how people need to be treated. The relationships we have must reflect our relationship with God. It cannot, and why should it be any different than that? The second quarter of college, I began to understand that this is what I lacked in my spiritual life as well as my social life. I started attending Bible studies every day with friends that I know that came down with me, actually. And it happened that in those Bible studies, the topic was on love, and it was the very thing I was looking for. So I began to read deeper in the Bible and began to understand what the verse John 3:16 really meant. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The amount of love in that sentence, in that passage, in that verse goes beyond anything that we can physically comprehend. When we start a relationship with God, when we begin a physical, mental, spiritual relationship with Jesus, we are filled with a peace that is beyond anything we can understand. And when we apply this to our lives, when we apply this to our social lives, and we use the same characteristics, the same motives, the same ideas that we had in our spiritual life, we'll begin to see that people in our social lives will be affected as well. They'll see you different. They'll see how you talk. They'll see how you act. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." This is something that will come into play when you begin to live life through the character of Christ, when you live life through the relationship that you've built with God. You will see these things start to play out. When we begin to accept the love of God, we will see that we must apply these things in order to be successful in a relationship with God. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." A relationship based on love is one of the most beautiful things that God has given us and shown us through his word. And when we accept this, we will be filled with the peace that surpasses anything we initially desired in our hearts. For God knows what we seek, but better yet, he knows what we need. Amen. What we need. And what we need is the everlasting love of God, because through it, we show others his glory and power to conquer all evil with love. Amen. Please bow your heads with me. Dear God, thank you for your love. Thank you for your love that has no boundaries, that has no limits, God. It's different. And although we may seem odd when we portray your love, God, it's a good odd. Because we're supposed to stand out, God. Your love is supposed to stand out in this world that is full of evil and full of sin, God. Please give us this week and this year and the rest of our lives. Give us a peace and fill us with your love, God, so we can show it to others and others might be saved through you. Amen.